Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
All right, well, the good news is the worst of it is over. I know some of you are without power, and Entergy has released some restoration times, and I'll just do some of the local ones real quick. They say that a list of estimated we're all a tad tired. Estimated restoration times for affected communities. Plaquemine, September 12th, 10 p.m. That would be last night, I guess. St. Tammany today at 10 p.m. Orleans Parish West Bank today at noon. Orleans Parish East Bank, that would be tomorrow at 10 p.m. And then I'll go through the rest of them with you. Mike Steele joins us now, Communications Director for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Let me say this right now before we introduce Mike. A lot of these public officials have gone 48 hours without any sleep. So a lot of them weren't available to come on early, and I fully understand that. I really wasn't available to come on early, but what do you do? Mike Steele, Communications Director for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. He probably wasn't ready to come on early either, but he did. How you doing, Mike?
Good. Actually, I got to go home for the first time in a few days. Fell asleep by like 10 o'clock and was wide awake at 1:30.
Yeah, me
for
too.
Some reason.
It's been one of those weeks, man. Circadian rhythms are all off, and your mind's racing because it's been going at 100 miles an hour, and you try to go to sleep and you can't. But look, I know a lot of people are gone without power, and it's not been a comfortable night for them again. I've given some restoration times just now, and I'm just asking them for patience. Because, Mike, first of all, you know, I know you're dealing with the power companies, and not just in the local area, but in the state. I think it's safe to say that the power companies, because they are in the business of power, they want to get those meters spinning as quickly as possible, right, and restore service?
Absolutely. And I can tell you from just around that – well, actually, I was trying to look up some of those numbers you were calling out, so you kind of help me out with that. But the numbers have dropped from around 400,000 down to around 120,000-130,000 power outages just in the time since the storm. So that's pretty remarkable. And just the amount of movement with the hotels and some of the parking lots and everything else around Baton Rouge, when you see the number of trucks that were in, those numbers don't surprise me. Just from personal experience and seeing these things over the years, numbers may not keep dropping that fast, because once you get down into those hardest hit areas, you know, a lot of times you have infrastructure issues. It's not just, you know, a quote unquote quick fix kind of thing, you know, to get the service back up. But I think it's been pretty remarkable what they've done so far. So DEMCO is another one up in this area that's really, you know, gotten after it. So hats off to those guys.
Mike, what happened in Baton Rouge with this storm? I was just wondering.
So, there were trees down in some of the surrounding parishes, and you know, we had issues with some outages, you know, with regular thunderstorms because, you know, with the drought conditions last year, with the condition of the trees and some other factors. But, overall, Baton Rouge came out really well. I think if you just big picture wise, we try not to spike the football when people are still dealing with problems in certain areas and everything. But we were really spared a lot of problems when you consider it was a Cat 2 hitting, you know, the southeast corner of the state, you know, there's a lot to be thankful for, even with the work that's left to be done.
You know, I think it's a great phrase because I used, you know, football analogies a lot of times throughout all of this that, you know, and again, we all go through storms, and it's kind of like the NFL in that, or a football season in that, okay, we're all tired and everything else, but after a storm comes through, we don't get to go on vacation or anything. Guess what? There's another game coming up, right? And you got to get ready and you got to keep playing. So the point I guess I'm trying to make is, when it comes to patience with the utility workers, everybody's tired. When it comes to patience with neighbors, when it comes to patience with whomever, everybody's tired. So we all need to just kind of count our blessings in this. No loss of life, as I understand it, right?
Right. And I'll give you another sports analogy. So I was talking to the FEMA Region 6 administrator because they've been on the ground now for a couple of days. And he was like, you know, we got through the first quarter with a pretty good score. You know, when you look at, you know, like you said, no fatalities and those type things. But, you know, there's a lot of game left, right, when it comes to the recovery and all those steps. So we have to stay after it, look for, you know, the support that's needed, you know, reach out to FEMA where there's a need and make sure those things get addressed. And, of course, you know, Governor Landry is going to be traveling down into South Louisiana again, you know, kind of taking a look at some of those impacted areas and meet with those officials down there to kind of chart that course out. We have to give our local officials kind of time to do their damage assessment work. We've created the link damage.la.gov. We encourage any homeowners with damage to report their damage to that site. That helps us. It helps the local officials kind of map out where they need to be looking for the recovery process. Everybody still needs to file a claim with their insurance company. That's the first line of defense. But if there is assistance beyond that available, you know, providing that information to sites like that will help out.
All right, let me take a break. We'll pick it up here. We come back. It's la.damage.gov. I want to talk about some of the
damage.la.gov.
Is there no LA at the top, at the beginning?
No.
Damage.la.gov.
That's it.
That's what I meant. Anyway, we'll take a break, pick it up when we come back with Mike Steele, Communications Director, Governor's Office of Homeland Security Emergency Preparedness. I want to talk about the Terrebonne Parish, St. Mary, the areas that were hardest hit, Lafourche, et cetera, and what areas of the state are going to need the most help when we come back. If y'all have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Mike Steele, Communications Director for the Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. Traffic now, WWL.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I-625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Mike Steele, Communications Director, Governor's Office of Homeland Security and Emergency Preparedness. You know, Mike, it's like a pebble in a pond, and I don't have to tell you this, but if you don't have power at your home, that's the center of your universe, right? And everything else spreads out from there. But when the governor took his helicopter tour yesterday, and in terms of landfall of Francine, the hardest impact are the hardest hit areas of the state. What did he see and what are you hearing?
Well, one of the things, you know, still going back to this power situation, we cannot stress generator safety enough. Mm-hmm. You know, we had some situations kind of in the Baton Rouge area where carbon monoxide detectors probably played a role in keeping a couple of families safe. You know, just make sure you're operating those things properly. And
you're talking about post-Francine?
Right. Right.
I'm going to tell you what, without, Mike, if I might jump in for a second, without the public awareness that everybody has engaged in since Ida, I'll bet you that might not have happened. I'll bet it could have been a tragedy.
Right. And we that's the last thing any of us want to hear is getting through the storm relatively safely and then potentially losing somebody or a family, you know, because of those type conditions. But that's just something we cannot stress enough. And the other is, you know, when the governor and our director and everybody meets with these local officials, you know, in areas where the power is being restored relatively quickly and everything, there's not a big push for commodities like water and MREs and everything because the stores are open. So it's not our job to really compete with the commercial stores and grocery stores and everything else. So they're looking at these areas where the power is a major, major problem. You're probably going to see points of distribution locations open up to hand out these commodities and everything. Some of that could come out later today with those locations. They're trying to iron those details out. All of those things are here and ready to be distributed. You know, we just have to figure out where they're needed most and meet with the local officials on those type things. The other thing is, you know, trying to stay out of the way. You know, if you have these utility crews around and the conditions maybe on the road aren't that safe, you know, if you can stay out of some of these areas or stay off the roads, you know, it's always a good idea to kind of go somewhere else if you can, if you have that capability. So another thing is the heat's going to start coming back. I think some of the heat indexes in some parts of the state are going to be approaching triple digits. You know, we've had kind of a break with the weather the past few days, but if you're working around your home and trying to take care of a lot of things, you know, please use caution with the heat, because that's typically another factor that comes into play.
Mike, somebody texted in here, and the first part is just, you know, I feel, you know, some compassion for this. I'm resigned to the fact I'll probably be the last to have energy restored, just like after Ida last time. It took over 5 weeks. The only thing I would tell you is I was out for like 10 days after Ida, but it was because of a snapped utility pole, so you never can tell how long it's going to take. I wouldn't resign yourself to 5 weeks. But let me get to this part. A person that texted in said, I can't even get out of my yard because there's a big branch blocking my car and I'm not strong enough to move it. For people that are in this situation, do you have any recommendations for them where maybe it might be somebody that is either physically challenged or older or something, or not strong enough to move a big branch, or maybe it's just a giant branch, where they can get some help with this?
Well, I can't speak for every parish. My wife does work with Baton Rouge area sheriff's office, and I know they spent a lot of time the past couple of days helping out with situations that sounded kind of similar to that. So I would reach out to the local officials, make sure they understand what's happening, and maybe they can get a deputy or I know state troopers are going around. There was one injured removing a tree off a highway in the Gonzales area. So I know they've been using chainsaws a lot and have a lot in their state police units and those type things as well. So I would definitely make sure you reach out to someone to make sure they're aware of that situation.
And maybe fire department or something like that, not an emergency anything, but I'm sure you can find somebody, some agency that'll help you, some fire department, fireman, policeman, like you said, somebody that'll help you get this taken care of so you can.
I've never seen a situation where they wouldn't respond to something like that. Let me put it to you that way.
Thank you, Mike. Hey, look, you know what? Real quick, before we let you go, 20, 30 seconds left here. What worked really well during this storm? I know I think we got, in a lot of ways, a break. People that got flooded or without power don't want to hear that. But for the overall big picture, what was it that your takeaway that worked here?
So I think leadership. I think our leadership here at GOSEP, the governor, everybody really did a good job considering we only had like a two-day window to kind of prepare for this one. The amount of movement and pre-positioning of assets, all those type things, was incredible. And then seeing the shift from Southwest Louisiana to Southeast Louisiana, that caused even more you know, kind of scrambling last minute. And just those efforts, and then obviously the work of the utility crews so far has been tremendous.
But now's not the time to blow it. Keep aware of that generator safety and report your damage to damage.la.gov. I guess you go to State Fire Marshal's website, Mike, to get generator tips and so forth?
Yeah, so we have it on emergency.la.gov. That's one of our sites where we're consolidating a lot of that information. We're pushing it out on push alerts. The fire marshal, Louisiana Department of Health, a lot of people have been sharing that information, and we appreciate it. So
emergency.la.gov. Don't take any chances with these generators. There's going to come a time where you got to service them, change oil as well. So we'll try to get somebody on to talk about that as well. Thank you, Mike Steele. God bless you, man. Get some rest. We'll take a break, come back, talk with Second Harvest. Tommy Tucker, WWL. Time now for WWL First News. For that, we go to Ian Ozan. All right, 644, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. They're working on the power as quickly as they can. They want to get those meters spinning because they are in the power business. So be patient, please, if you can. They know what they're doing. They're working on it, and a lot of eyes are on them. Natalie J. Rowe joins us now, president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank. They know what they're doing over there as well, a very, very efficient organization when it comes to feeding people and taking care of your donations and making sure that every dollar can provide three meals that you donate to Second Harvest. Good morning, Natalie. Tell me what's going on in Thibodeau.
Yeah, good morning, Tommy. Well, yesterday we were able to deliver snacks and water and ice to them. Today we'll be delivering 1,500 hot meals to them. As we know, Thibodeau was hit particularly hard by Francine. They had significant water problems, I think sewer problems, et cetera. So we're happy to be able to help them. But we're also down in Houma today. We're in Marrero. We're helping with the ERCs that Orleans is putting up. Prior to the storm, we did a lot out in Lafayette as they set up shelters, et cetera. But the good news is that our southwest area seems to be returning to pretty much normal. Power problems are gone there. So, you know, and power being out is a primary issue for so many families right now.
Tell me what about the facilities. Did y'all have any damage or anything from the storm?
Oh, no, we did not. We were very fortunate. We have two warehouses, as you know, Harahan and in Lafayette. We have another that we're spinning up in Lake Charles and one we're renovating down in Houma. And fortunately, no damage to any of our facilities, which is great. And we have generators, of course, so we're able to go to work as soon as the conditions are safe for us to operate our vehicles again.
Bigger need
we did have is...
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, you.
I was just going to say that a number of our employees took water in their homes, as so many of our people did, but they were at work, and I really, really appreciate their commitment and the commitment of all of our volunteers that have come out.
We were saying the same thing different ways, because my next question was, did it impact employees, volunteers, and does that mean, especially with the increased need, that more people than ever need to volunteer, or you need more volunteers?
We need more volunteers. We could use the help of the community as always. So please, 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 no-hunger.org. If you have some spare time, please come and help us as we pack these emergency boxes and pack our standard boxes for seniors that need our help as well. So we could really use your help in our kitchen preparing meals for so many of our folks that don't have power yet.
For people that are blessed and have not suffered any consequences of the storm, shifts available tomorrow morning, Natalie, if people want to volunteer?
Absolutely. We'll be at work starting 6 o'clock on Saturday. But the best way to determine when and what shifts are open and where we need volunteers, again, is to go to no-hunger.org. You can sign up directly from the site.
And because of Synergy, they can make $1 go stretch as far as three meals. Thank you, Natalie. God bless y'all. You do some good work.
Thank you. Thank you, Tommy, for having us.
You bet. Natalie J. Rowe, president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank, one of my favorite organizations. Go to no-hunger. I'll get it straight. Let's go to traffic now. 648, 12 till 7. 6:54, 6 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Alexa Trischler joins us now from WWL, Louisiana. But I would like her on the behalf of Chris, Mike Franklin and Peyton Malone and Brooke Laser. What'd I say? Chris Franklin. I'm sorry, I always mess that up. Chris Franklin, Peyton Malone, and Brooke Lazer. Uh-huh. Would like you, Alexa, to step forward and take a bow for the entire WWL Louisiana meteorologist team. Well done. Oh, well done indeed. You. Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Everyone did such an amazing – I can't believe it. It's an amazing job. The anchors, nonstop, the reporters, the photojournalists, just everyone was going nuts.
We don't
nuts.
Need to bring all them into it. Let's just leave it – no, I'm just teasing.
Leave it to the weather team.
Everybody did a great job. No, but you know, you guys are the you know, you're the front people for it. You're like the front person of the band. I know the bass player is important. I know the drummer's important and everything else, but you guys, you're out front there, you know? Alexa, I got to tell you, you know, when all this happened, I thought back to the conversation that you and I had with Corridors of Heavy Rain. And is that what happened or not?
It looks like it. I mean, it's unfortunate the way that it's set up, that outer eye wall kind of just took a little bit longer to move over the area. And that's just what we got, too much rain, and it lasted for a little bit longer than we initially thought. But like we said, that corridor of heavy rain was going to come somewhere. And unfortunately, it came over right over the metro area in our river parishes.
So that is kind of what happened. And I'm just trying to figure out if it happens next time, like it's not. But if it does happen next time, and when I see those corridors, that black band in the rain forecast, that's bad news, right?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's just a lot of tropical moisture with a hurricane. I mean, and if it doesn't move as fast as, you know, we want it to, that's just what it is. And we were even saying, you know, there's going to be, you know, those isolated maybe up to 10 inches. And unfortunately, right over Kenner, right over parts of Metairie. I mean, people that saw flooding that never seen flooding like that before, of course.
The other thing I noticed interesting was that, and I did see Chris Franklin saying this last night, that after it gets on landfall, it does kind of wobble, not like the good way wobble, like dance wobble, but the bad way, right?
Yeah, those wobbles, yeah, kind of like make it slow down and not move in that perfect trajectory that you hope that you plan for. And it does that wobble, and it varies the trajectory, and then that brings impacts to other people that weren't maybe necessarily expecting the worst of it.
How did you do with your home, okay?
Luckily good. I'm in River Ridge, so everything luckily was good. I didn't lose any power. There's just, you know, debris all over. I live in an apartment complex, so luckily I can't imagine what it's like, you know, a lot of homeowners, unfortunately, what they have to go through. But yeah, nothing too bad. How about you?
Fine. Everything's good. Thank God. Everything's great. What I wanted to ask you, too, was about other weather and cool front. I heard that maybe we could be getting some cool fronts earlier this year or not.
I hope so. There's nothing in the next
week. Well, I hope
week.
So too, yeah, Alexa, but yeah, I'm no meteorologist.
Really, over the next week, no big cold fronts. I think every day over the next week it's going to.
All right, 6:44, 16 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. They're working on the power as quickly as they can. They want to get those meters spinning because they are in the power business. So be patient, please, if you can. They know what they're doing. They're working on it, and a lot of eyes are on them. Natalie J. Rowe joins us now, president and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank. They know what they're doing over there as well, a very, very efficient organization when it comes to feeding people and taking care of your donations and making sure that every dollar can provide three meals that you donate to Second Harvest. Good morning, Natalie. Tell me what's going on in Thibodeau.
Yeah, good morning, Tommy. Well, yesterday we were able to deliver snacks and water and ice to them. Today we'll be delivering 1,500 hot meals to them. As we know, Thibodeau was hit particularly hard by Francine. They had significant water problems, I think sewer problems, etc. So we're happy to be able to help them. But we're also down in Houma today. We're in Marrero. We're helping with the ERCs that Orleans is putting up. Prior to the storm, we did a lot out in Lafayette as they set up shelters, etc. But the good news is that our southwest area seems to be returning to pretty much normal. Power problems are gone there. So, you know, and power being out is a primary issue for so many families right now.
Tell me what about the facilities. Did y'all have any damage or anything from the storm?
Oh, no, we did not. We are very fortunate. We have two warehouses, as you know, Harahan and in Lafayette. We have another that we're spinning up in Lake Charles and one we're renovating down in Houma. And fortunately, no damage to any of our facilities, which is great. And We have generators, of course, so we're able to go to work as soon as the conditions are safe for us to operate our vehicles again.
Bigger need
we did have is,
Go ahead. No, you.
I was just going to say that a number of our employees took water in their homes, as so many of our people did, but they were at work, and I really, really appreciate their commitment and the commitment of all of our volunteers that have come out.
We were saying the same thing different ways because my next question was, did it impact employees, volunteers, and does that mean, especially with the increased need, that more people than ever need to volunteer? You need more volunteers?
We need more volunteers. We could use the help of the community as always. So please, 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 no-hunger.org. If you have some spare time, please come and help us as we pack these emergency boxes and pack our standard boxes for seniors that need our help as well. So we could really use your help in our kitchen preparing meals for so many of our folks that don't have power yet.
For people that are blessed and have not suffered any consequences of the storm, shifts available tomorrow morning, Natalie, if people want to volunteer?
Absolutely. We'll be at work starting 6 o'clock on Saturday. But the best way to determine when and what shifts are open and where we need volunteers, again, is to go to no-hunger.org. You can sign up directly from the site.
And because of Synergy, they can make $1 go stretch as far as 3 meals. Thank you, Natalie. God bless y'all. You do some good work.
Thank you, Tommy, for having us.
You bet. Natalie J. Rowe, President and CEO of Second Harvest Food Bank, one of my favorite organizations. Go to no-hunger. I'll get it straight. Let's go to traffic now. 6:48, 12 till 7. 6:54, 6 till 7, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Alexa Trishler joins us now from WWL, Louisiana. But I would like her on the behalf of Chris, Mike Franklin and Peyton Malone and Brooke Laser. What did I say? Chris Franklin. I'm sorry, I always mess that up. Chris Franklin, Peyton Malone, and Brooke Laser. Uh-huh. Would like you, Alexa, to step forward and take a bow for the entire WWL Louisiana meteorologist team. Well done.
Well done indeed.
Congratulations.
Oh, my God. Everyone did such an amazing – I can't believe it. It's an amazing job. The anchors nonstop, the reporters, the photojournalists, just everyone was going
nuts. We don't
need
to bring all them into it. Let's just leave it – no, I'm just teasing.
Leave it to the weather team.
Everybody did a great job. No, but you know, you guys are the you know, you're the front people for it. You're like the front person of the band. I know the bass player is important. I know the drummer's important and everything else, but you guys, you're out front there, you know? Alexa, I got to tell you, you know, when all this happened, I thought back to the conversation that you and I had with corridors of heavy rain. And is that what happened or not?
It looks like it. I mean, it's unfortunate the way that it's set up, that outer eye wall kind of just took a little bit longer to move over the area. And that's just what we got, too much rain, and it lasted for a little bit longer than we initially thought. But like we said, that corridor of heavy rain was going to come somewhere. And unfortunately, it came over right over the metro area and our river parishes.
So that is kind of what happened. And I'm just trying to figure out if it happens next time, like it's not. But if it does happen next time, and when I see those corridors, that black band in the rain forecast, that's bad news, right?
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, there's just a lot of tropical moisture with a hurricane. I mean, and if it doesn't move as fast as, you know, we want it to, that's just what it is. And we were even saying, you know, there's going to be, you know, those isolated maybe up to 10 inches. And unfortunately, right over Kenner, right over parts of Metairie. I mean, people that saw flooding that never seen flooding like that before, of course.
The other thing I noticed interesting was that, and I did see Chris Franklin saying this last night, that after it gets on landfall, it does kind of wobble, not like the good way wobble, like dance wobble, but the bad way, right?
Yeah, those wobbles, yeah, kind of like make it slow down and not move in that perfect trajectory that you hope that you plan for. And it does that wobble, and it varies the trajectory, and then that brings impacts to other people that weren't maybe necessarily expecting the worst of it.
How did you do with your home, okay?
Luckily good. I'm in River Ridge, so everything luckily was good. I didn't lose any power. There's just, you know, debris all over. I live in an apartment complex, so luckily I can't imagine what it's like, you know, a lot of homeowners, unfortunately, what they have to go through. But yeah, nothing too bad. How about you?
Fine. Everything's good. Thank God. Everything's great. What I wanted to ask you, too, was about other weather and cool front. I heard that maybe we could be getting some cool fronts earlier this year or not.
I hope so. There's nothing in the next
week. Well, I hope
week.
So too, yeah, Alexa, but yeah, I'm no meteorologist.
Really, over the next week, no big cold fronts. I think every day over the next week, it's going to be typical late summer heat, upper 80s. At least we're not in the 90s. But over the next week and a half, there's no serious cold fronts coming in yet. Probably the first week of October, though, I'm hoping we'll see something on the horizon.
What about tropical weather and waves and so forth? And because here we are on the statistical peak of hurricane season is when?
Right. It's now. I mean, it was technically September 10th, but we're still in the peak of the season.
It was the 10th was the peak. Okay. So
yeah.
All right. So now we still got some more time to worry. If you can give me the next 7 days, can you do that?
Yeah. So no worries over the next 10 days. I'll give you 10 days. Yeah. Nothing
that'll
to worry
take
about
us
here.
To
yeah.
September 23rd. I know you have to go in a second, but that'll take us to September 23rd.
Yes.
And then really, and I understand there have been anomalies, but really after that, we can start relaxing a little bit.
Yeah. I don't want to like jinx it or whatever, but like, yeah, like you said, once we get into October, we get those fronts coming in. The chances do go down quite
a
bit.
If only we could say, okay, that was it. We had our turn with Francine.
I know,
it's
right?
over. If
I'm
only.
Hoping. Yeah. I'm hoping. But yeah, over the next 10 days, nothing to worry about for us in the Gulf.
Y'all did a great job. Thank you. I know you got to go back on TV. Thank you for taking the time with us. Alexa,
yeah.
Trisher.
Thank
Trisher.
You. I hope everyone's doing well after yeah. this mess. Yeah.
I hope so, too. Thank you, Alexa.
Yeah.
Appreciate it. 6:58 and a half now. To give you some outage numbers that Entergy is reporting, let me open this up here if I can take a second because sometimes the computer is not always. Here we go. As of 6:18 this morning, Orleans Parish is looking at 12,888 people without power. Jefferson, 14,767. Terrebonne, 22,086. Lafourche, almost 16,000. Ascension, a little bit over 16,000. Assumption, almost 7,000. And Tangipahoa, about 6,400. Those are round numbers. And I understand that if you don't have power, none of that means anything to you. You want the power on and you want it on now. But I kind of tend to hold people responsible, and I don't doubt for a second that all of the power companies are doing everything they can to get the power back on as quickly as possible. And it's not as easy as flipping a switch because there are, what's the word I'm thinking of? Progressions that they need to go through to make sure that this is done before that, before that, before the other. So be a little patient. All in all, we got off pretty lucky. We'll be back. That Entergy is reporting. Let me open this up here if I can take a second because sometimes the computer is not always. Here we go. As of 6:18 this morning, Orleans Parish is looking at 12,888 people without power. Jefferson, 14,767. Terrebonne, 22,086. Lafourche, almost 16,000. Ascension, a little bit over 16,000. Assumption, almost 7,000. And Tangipahoa, about 6,400. Those are round numbers. And I understand that if you don't have power, none of that means anything to you. You want the power on and you want it on now. But I kind of tend to hold people responsible, and I don't doubt for a second that all of the power companies are doing everything they can to get the power back on as quickly as possible. And it's not as easy as flipping a switch because there are, progressions that they need to go through to make sure that this is done before that, before that, before the other. So be a little patient. All in all, we got off pretty lucky. We'll be back.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.